All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Good morning. I'm Laura Foy, and I wanted to thank you all for coming. We've got an amazing day in store from you, and we're really excited that you're here with us for the U.S. Finals of the Imagine Cup. Now, there's going to be three competition categories today, and the winner of each is going to walk away with a cash prize of $5,000. Not too bad. The overall best team of the day is going to get an additional $5,000, and also the winners of the SkyDrive Boost, they're going to walk away with another $1,000 per team. So that's a lot of great prizes we've got today, and you're going to hear more about that at the awards reception later this afternoon. But today we're going to start with the World Citizenship Competition. It's honoring the software application developed on Microsoft platforms with the greatest potential to make a positive impact on humanity. For example, a project might address education, social, or healthcare-related problems. Next, we're going to have the Innovation Competition, which honors the apps that give consumers inspiration and innovation at their fingertips, whether it be a new spin on social networks, an online shopping or search, or it's built with Microsoft tools and, of course, technology. And after our break, we're going to begin the Games Competition, honoring the most engaging and entertaining games targeting teens and youth, built on Microsoft platforms. Now, this could be Windows 8, Windows Phone, Kinect for Windows Software Development Kit, and or the Xbox Indie Games. Now, let's get things started. I'd like to introduce our first speaker. The person I'm about to introduce is responsible for leading Microsoft's global engagement with venture capitalists and venture-backed startups and business relationships with strategic industry partners. In addition, this person is the company's ambassador and spokesperson for global citizenship efforts to empower youth through education, employment, and entrepreneurship. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Daniel Lewin.
Great. I don't need the mic. Well, welcome, everyone, and it's a terrific morning here in Mountain View, California, and we're glad that you could be with us. I have the distinct honor to kick off the program this morning. The Imagine Cup is the world's largest programming contest for young people and students. It's a phenomenal program that's 10-plus years in the making. The program that we have today, the U.S. Finals, is an extraordinary opportunity for those young, enthusiastic programmers and technical talent to think about their future and how technology can make a difference in the world. The Imagine Cup program has touched hundreds and hundreds of thousands of students in any given year, and this year is no exception. Over the last 10-plus years, Microsoft has invested quite heavily in a series of programs that reach out to students, entrepreneurs, and youth in general around the world. I'd like to say that we started about 10 years ago with a program on the heels of the Imagine Cup that we call DreamSpark. And it allows students everywhere in the world to gain access to Microsoft technology at no charge. The production, full deal, professional versions of everything. These are not student versions. DreamSpark touches hundreds of millions of students over the course of the last 10 years. It's a phenomenal reach program. About 5 years ago, we started a program called BizSpark, which lets those people who want to take their ideas and commercialize them use all of our technologies at no charge for 3 full years, giving them an opportunity and a broad investment from Microsoft to build a business that can make the world a better place. And then over the last year, we've evolved our global citizenship programs under the broad umbrella called YouthSpark, which is all about youth empowerment, job creation, and in general, making it so technology, which is the essential enabler to new kinds of business opportunity and social good, technology can enable youth around the world to take control of their own destiny and their future. So today, what we have is an exciting program where we have effectively reimagined the Imagine Cup to support and drive entrepreneurship. So you're going to see that the students today have taken really a page out of a pitch book, if you will, in thinking through how to present their program and their ideas, and in some cases in a commercially relevant way, and people will be paying attention for that over the course of time. Last and certainly not least, we have a world-class keynote speaker for you all today, Mr. Tom Siebel. I got to know Tom a long time ago as he was a pioneer in the very beginning of what I would call social communications and social in the enterprise. Most people think about social today relative to Facebook or Twitter, or general connectivity on a consumer or social collegial kind of basis. But if you roll the clock back a few years, which is where Tom and I got started in this business, it really was the capturing of the sales conversation and the customer relationship between enterprises. This is pretty much before computers made their way in a broad way, first onto everyone's desktop, and then now, as we all know, into everyone's pocket, right? So everyone's got a computer, everyone's on all the time. But in the very beginning, some of the most pioneering ideas were really trying to drive the connection between buyers and sellers and to try and augment and drive social communications in the enterprise. So Tom's insight was very, very early in the industry, and I think made a fundamental difference. And he had a pioneering impact both on Microsoft's success in the day, because he chose Microsoft technologies for some of his early application work in and around CRM, customer relationship management. And then even today, as Tom has taken on a significant role, and I'm going to take a read because there's a long list here, he's on the board of advisors for the College of Engineering at Stanford University, the University of Illinois, as well as Cal Berkeley. He gives back a lot. He's got a BA in history, also a master's in computer science from University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana, where the World Wide Web was envisioned and built into the browser. And Tom is currently the chairman and CEO of 3C Systems, which is a smart grid energy management system. Again, building on the idea that data will drive the new capabilities. And in this world where we need carbon neutral footprints, it's Tom's vision and drive that is helping us think about how we can make the world a better place. So Tom, would you like to come up and welcome the students to the program? Thanks so much.